This is WSIU in Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The Paul Simon Public Policy Institute welcomed former Defense Secretary, CIA Director, and White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta as a part of its Understanding Our New World series this week. During the conversation, Institute Director John Shaw asked about some current events, including how a potential new president might respond to COVID-19.
If there is a new president in January, I mean, what can be done? I mean, obviously, it's not, you know, someone like if it were to be your friend, Vice President Biden, you know, you're obviously starting with a pandemic that has swept the country and, you know, has done enormous damage. I mean, is there a way to regroup and to start putting some of these elements in place?
No, I don't think it's ever too late. I mean, I think you've got to be able to confront the situation that faces you. If a new president comes in, he's going to have to deal with this issue immediately, because I suspect that if we continue on the path we're on now, that we're going to see even a greater impact in terms of our economy, in terms of people who are dying. And so I think what would need to be done is for president to put together that team I talked about, to put together a plan for how we will get our arms around it, look at you know, the situation with regards to vaccines and what kind of development, you know, how far we've come along and how far away are we from that. But I would put together a national strategy. This thing has got to be led by the President of the United States. President can't advocate in the middle of a crisis. This is a national crisis. And although our governors, I give them a lot of credit for what they're doing, the fact is that when you have a national problem, you need a national strategy. And we're lacking that right now. So I would hope that a new president would immediately put in place a national strategy to be able to get our arms around this so that we are all working together to try to confront this crisis.
The other big issue that's in the news today and in the last week or so has been the allegations that the Russians put a bounty on American troops in Afghanistan. You wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post in the last day or so, which said this is very, very close to an act of war. How should a president think about this challenge?
You know, again, I cannot imagine having served as chief of staff to a president and served as secretary of defense to a president, that when there is intelligence, even if it's not verified 100%, but if you have intelligence that says that Russians are putting bounties on the heads of U.S. men and women in uniform, or fighting men and women in uniform, that is a very serious and critical allegation. President of the United States needs to be immediately informed of that information. I mean, I think it's a dereliction of duty not to inform the president. I mean, to suddenly decide, well, you know, the information isn't quite as good as it should be. Baloney. The president is commander in chief. He's not only responsible for protecting the country, he's responsible for protecting the lives of our men and women in uniform that are out there putting their lives on the line in order to protect our country. You're right, the president ought to know this. And so it's not an excuse, as far as I'm concerned, that the president says, well, you know, I just wasn't briefed about it. Well, baloney. You've got a major threat. The Russians are targeting our forces. And that is as close to an act of war as I can imagine. And you have to respond. And rather than playing this game of trying to excuse why somehow the president wasn't informed, what they ought to be doing now is making very clear to the Russians, we will not tolerate this, and we will do everything necessary to protect our forces. That's the message that ought to be coming out of the White House, not this mealy mouth, you know, well, we just didn't know and we just weren't quite sure kind of thing. Baloney. This is a threat to our forces. I mean, I can't imagine facing the parents of someone who's killed in action because they had a bounty on their head, and saying to them, you know, I'm sorry about your loved one, when deep down, you know, you didn't do a thing to try to protect them. That's the responsibility of the commander-in-chief.
Leon Panetta was a guest of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute. You can find a video of his conversation with Institute Director John Shaw by going to their website, paulsimoninstitute.siu.edu. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Jennifer Fuller.
On Morning Edition from NPR News, we don't just talk about important news stories. We take you wherever they are unfolding so you can hear directly from the people who are living the news. Listen every morning.